If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We are here every single Monday through Friday, as you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we appear on your favorite podcast platform. And just look us up as Catholic Audio Media, all one word. Unless you're on Spotify, then it's Catholic Audio Media, three words. So anyway, we are here and we're talking about that preparation for Holy Week and looking at Holy Week, and also that preparation for living our faith as the Lord is calling us to live. And we talked yesterday about that importance of being rooted in that adventurous prayer, and I talked to you about being a hermit. I said there were two experiences I had as a hermit, but there was actually three. Well, one of them was, the first one actually, was Christ in the Desert Monastery in Abiquiú, New Mexico. And it's a fascinating place, but remember what I said, I was kind of a hermit there because I was alone for most of the day, but we had our lunch as a community. And the way the Benedictines, it's a Benedictine monastery, the way the Benedictines do lunch is they don't talk to each other, but someone reads a story. They'll be reading one of the saints of the church, or they'll be reading some kind of a novel or a book all connected to the work of the monastery, for example. So it's not a time to be talking to other people because you're eating essentially silently while listening to the story. And ironically enough, being from New England, when I was in Abiquiú, the book they were reading was A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. So rather interesting, as I said, being from New England. But then I'd go back to my room, and what a place this was. Because at the time, they've since changed it, you had to use a kerosene lamp for light at night, and you had to use a wood-burning stove. And, you know, out in the Old West, the way I am, oh yeah, just make my day. Similar to when I was in the Hermitage, except they did have electric lights, but you had to use a wood-burning stove. And yeah, make my day. How, in fact, did they get electricity to either of those places? Well, one of them got, the Hermitage got electricity through the electric company. But in Abiquiú, they had solar panels. And that's how they got their electricity. And like I said, just make my day. It was wonderful. But it was also a chance to have these powerful prayer experiences because, of course, that's what the retreat is for, experiencing that time with the Lord. And when you're living a prayer experience like that, part of your prayer is actually to speak out loud to the Lord, because who's going to hear you in the middle of the desert? So anyway, you speak out to the Lord, and it gives you this powerful experience. And that's an essential part of who we are. We really have to be truly rooted in our love of God and love of neighbor. Now, let me tell you, you may have heard this story, but some of you who may be fairly new to the podcast have not. It was in Abiquiú, New Mexico, when I went to Christ in the Desert Monastery, and I rented a Dodge Neon. Now, if you know anything about a Dodge Neon, it's low to the ground. And so anyway, I rented it. I landed in Albuquerque, and I rented the car and drove out to Abiquiú, New Mexico. Now, my whole idea was really simple. What I was going to do is, yeah, I'm supposed to be on retreat. I'm going to be on retreat, but every day I'll just go over to Santa Fe and maybe walk around as part of my retreat. When I got to the end of the driveway, so I'm just about to enter the driveway, it is a 15-mile dirt road, and it's filled with all kinds of, it's all mud, so all kinds of holes and everything, because it's all mud, mud and some water. And you can imagine, here I am on a Dodge Neon, it's low to the ground, and I'm driving in this incredibly difficult road, sometimes only going 5 miles an hour. If you're going 15 miles at 5 miles an hour, it's going to take you 3 hours. Now, fortunately, there were other places where I could go a little faster, but it took me quite a bit of time to get down that road. And when I got down that road and finally got to the monastery, I said to myself, I'm going to drive that road one more time, and that's when I leave. So that whole idea of, well, I'll get out and, you know, oh no, that was the Lord's way of saying, oh no, you're going to be here. And sure enough, I was. And it was a really powerful experience in this monastery. I'm going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, the Voice of St. Anthony Parish is dedicated to spreading the word of God and bringing you inspiring program on the AM and FM dial, but we need your support. Join us in prayer. We need you to add us in your prayer so that we're humbly asking you to do that, that the Lord may guide us to show us the mission, and we're starting to see more and more of it for 2024. Together, let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. Tune in, subscribe to our podcast, tune in every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and be part of this divine journey and share not only the podcast timed with others, but the message that we give as well. And that's one of the things we do. Thank you for your unwavering devotion, and God bless you all. You know, I should mention something else here. And that is, you notice that what I really try to do in this podcast is to kind of talk to you about our Catholic faith, living our Catholic faith. I don't use the podcast to shame other people or to complain about people not living, you know, not living their faith to the letter of the law and all this other stuff, which you see on some podcasts. Some podcasts do that. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really not about that. It's about helping you to live your faith. And by the way, if you'd like to make a donation, you can do so through our donate tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also find it over at ST. You also find a link to contribute to stanthonyalston.org, or if you'd like to contribute, please just send a check or whatever to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. By the way, the best way you can contribute to the podcast and the parish, come to Mass, 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. So we're talking about that experience that I had out in Abiquiú, New Mexico, to be out there on retreat in the middle of the desert. Very powerful experience, but also knowing that the Lord kind of set up the situation, I can say, in such a way that I was there. I mean, I had my ideas of what I was going to do, and the Lord had different ideas because of a 15-mile mud dirt road. And as I said, that was an adventure. But that really did put me in a position where it's like, okay, Lord, here I am, and let's see where this retreat leads us. And it was a real powerful experience. Again, being out in the desert, there was also a chapel I could pray in, but it was a great experience, and that is so important. And there are places around here where you can do that. But it's really important that we really are adventurous in our prayers, and we really experience a prayerful life so that we can serve others. Now, we know the story of some of the fathers of the desert, and what they would do, like St. Anthony, is not St. Anthony of Padua, St. Anthony of the desert. They would go out into the desert basically to be alone with the Lord. Some people are called to do that, by the way, most are not. But some people are called to do that. And what they also found is that you would say, well, they were all by themselves for 30 years or something. Well, actually, no, because people would come out to the desert to find them. And they would look for the wisdom they had. And they learned that wisdom through their prayer and bringing everything to the Lord. Which brings me back to that important part of our prayer. Remember, you bring everything to the Lord. I was talking to someone last night at our Tuesday night meeting we have here at St. Anthony, which you're welcome to come to, 6:30 p.m. in the rectory. And it's where we discuss just about everything. And I was talking to them about the scene from Ezekiel where you have the Levites who are secretly worshiping, I think it was Molech, and this is in the book of Ezekiel. And they would do their liturgical service publicly, but then they would secretly be in the back worshiping Molech. And the Lord shows Ezekiel this, and then he says, it's like they think I don't know. And it's that important point for us to be aware of. The Lord knows all about you, all the good things and bad things and everything in between. So don't be afraid to bring that before the Lord. That's really important. Your deepest feelings, your greatest struggles, your greatest successes, all of that, bring it all in prayer and bring it out to the Lord in prayer, because that's what the Lord is calling us to do. So keep that in mind, and that really helps us to grow closer to Him so that we may serve others, especially during this difficult time in our country. We're going to talk more tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you in almost 24 hours. See you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.